This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Howard Schultz is suggesting that he would be the guy to do that. Katie?
Rick?
This is exactly what Vaughn interviewed, the people that reminded me of the same people who supported Ross Perot, right? When Ross Perot came out, he was a businessman, he was going to sell everything, and then they all got on board with Ross Perot, and they found out a lot about Ross Perot, and they didn't like him. But here's the other point. We already have a billionaire, and we don't need another one. But the thing is that CEO mentalities actually don't work very well for the presidency. And I'm not comparing Donald Trump to Howard Schultz. But the problem is, the president, to get things done in this constitutional republic, needs to be a consensus builder. And CEOs just are not wired that way. Yeah. They just make poor presidents. We haven't had one. We have one, and he's not very good.
I just want you to understand the craziness of a leftist who would tell you that the people who've risen to the highest levels within a capitalist system don't make good presidents. And what's funny, if you hear the double talk of the guy, he says, this isn't directed at Donald Trump, this is for Howard Schultz. They should understand the CEOs don't make good presidents. This is an attack, it's a double attack on Howard Schultz and an attack on Donald Trump because the left is afraid of Schultz running. They think he's going to siphon away votes from the Democrats, and he would. And they're also afraid of Donald Trump because Donald Trump has been successful. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You cannot let the left not understand Donald Trump's success. If you do that, you have failed not only Trump, you failed the country, and you failed yourselves. 844-551-8255. How can you not see the success of the programs of Donald Trump? Even if you said, well, it was a continuation of the Obama. Okay, great. What is every president's the role, a continuation of the previous president's something, good or bad? So if you credit Barack Obama with getting us out of the crap, then you got to credit Donald Trump with taking it further. He could have easily, given what they said about Trump, weren't we supposed to be in desolation right now? Weren't we supposed to be eating our own animals, our pets? Holy cow. But this is an attack on Schultz and Trump simultaneously, and they hope it's going to work. Here's the deal. It isn't going to work. Schultz is a reasonable guy. I mean, for leftists. And he wants to make himself a centrist. Now, I know for a fact that anybody that wants to ask me about my race discussion on a cup in his restaurant and wants to be socially, you know, engineering all the stuff that's going on there and wants to hire Muslims over veterans, he's got a really rocky road ahead, especially if he goes to deal with Trump. But he'll never get there. Yeah, even Starbucks is saying Starbucks has to handle the anti-Schultz onslaught. Have you guys seen this? Progressive corporate culture offered suggestions in its Baristas Need to Know weekly newsletter on how to defuse the situation if anyone shares aggressive political opinions in the store. This is bleeding over into Starbucks' bottom line. And by the way, many of the policies that Schultz implemented while he was CEO was really hitting Starbucks in the pocketbook. But here's what this thing reads. Employees may be asked questions by customers or hear media speculation about Howard's potential political intentions. Our goal is simply to create a warm and welcoming space where we can all gather as a community over great coffee. Suddenly, they now just want to offer, hey, just come and kumbaya with us and we'll all enjoy a cup of great coffee. Well, you weren't saying that before when y'all were chiming in on this border situation, why are we treating refugees as well? And black people, Black Lives Matter. And then, oh, we got to do our Day of Atonement because some black guys didn't get to use the bathroom in Philadelphia. You know, just nonsense. And by the way, that's what they should be talking about with Howard Schultz, is the reason why he shouldn't be president. But man, you want to talk about some people who are afraid. And they better be. Because Howard Schultz understands Everything he says when he talks about, well, the Republicans and the Democrats did this, he's talking about the Democrats. Listen to him closely. He's not talking about Republicans. They pretend to be, but they're not. Here's one of his statements.
Both parties are consistently not doing what's necessary on behalf of the American people.
President Trump on Monday took aim at Howard Schultz, who hinted at considering a run for president in 2020. Trump tweeted, Howard Schultz doesn't have the guts to run for president. Watched him on 60 Minutes last night, and I agree with him that he is not the smartest person. Besides, America already has that. I only hope that Starbucks is still paying me their rent in Trump Tower. In the past, Trump has attacked his other potential opponents also.
Joe Biden ran three times. He never got more than 1%. And President Obama took him out of the garbage heap.
They're going to cover, like, sleepy Joe Biden? They're going to cover Pocahontas?
I like that Schultz has entered the race and he's putting the spotlight on a lot of bad things that are going on the left. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I want to spend part of this hour analyzing Schultz and why the left has to demonize this man, because that's what's happening. And President Trump is right when he says Howard Schultz doesn't have the guts to run for president. Now, he hasn't officially announced. I think he's saying I may be running, and he's going out and he's testing the water, and it's not going very well so far. So I want to get into that too, but I want you to understand the psyche. And we talked about it a little bit, but we've got a lot more clips and a lot more things that the left is doing to Howard Schultz. And here's what I think the outcome is going to be. I think Howard Schultz and many of his billionaire buddies are going to get a real dose of leftism. See, Howard Schultz is in shock right now. He thought that he was a moderate and he could bring people together on both sides, and he believed that his even just announcing that I might do it was going to be met with raucous applause. And what Howard Schultz is finding is that people are going on the left. We on the right, we've got our guy. And for the record, if the Democrats offered up a Howard Schultz, he's a much more reasonable candidate. I mean, he's still a lunatic. These guys believe in climate change and all this nonsense. But he's a much more reasonable alternative than any candidate that they have. But what Howard Schultz is going to find is that, number one, you don't leapfrog all the other candidates and think you're going to get in. Don't try to pull a presidential Ocasio-Cortez. Don't try to pull what Donald Trump did to Republicans on the Democrats. They don't allow it. He's going to find that out. And I think many of his buddies, his rich crony friends, they're going to get together in these cocktail parties and these different things they do and find out, you know what? Our party is more jacked up than we believe. And we better start making changes ourselves. We're going to talk more about this. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix.
Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There are two strains of the criticism. Yeah. By the way, you haven't gotten into the race yet. You said you're thinking about getting into the race. The one strain is what we heard from Mike Bloomberg, who says, Howard, I respect you, but I've been there. You can't win as an independent. The other strain of it was captured, I think, this morning. Jim Messina, who, of course, led President Obama's campaigns in 2008 and again in 2012, and is viewed as the mastermind behind that, said this, quote, of you, he can't win, and he could seriously damage our ability to beat Donald Trump. He should either run as a Democrat or spend his time and money doing something that won't ruin the world. That's from Jim Messina. Why not just run as a Democrat? We know you are a Democrat. You've given to Hillary Clinton.
I've been a Democrat.
But are you no longer a Democrat?
No, I'm not a Democrat. I don't affiliate myself with the Democratic Party, who's so far left, who basically wants the government to take over health care, which we cannot afford, the government to give free college to everybody, and the government to give everyone a job, which basically is $40 trillion on the balance sheet of $21.5 trillion. We can't afford it. What can we do? What we need is comprehensive tax reform. What we need is sensible solutions to immigration. All of these things cannot happen under the current environment. Now, I've also been criticized for being a billionaire. Let's talk about that. I'm self-made. I grew up in the projects in Brooklyn, New York. I thought that was the American dream, the aspiration of America. You're going to criticize me for being successful when in my company over the last 30 years, the only company in America that gave comprehensive health insurance, equity in the form of stock options, and free college tuition, and Elizabeth Warren wants to criticize me for being successful? No.
That was billionaire Howard Schultz, needless to say. And he's making a case for why he should have a run at the presidency. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com is where you can find us. 844-551-8255. Here's what's funny. Howard Schultz is being told all the things that you would want to tell somebody to discourage them from pursuing their dream. I mean, look, if there's anybody that should want to have a seat at the table, it's Howard Schultz. I don't care if he runs against Trump. I really don't. As a conservative, I welcome anybody that wants to put their hat in the ring. But what's funny to me is when you analyze Schultz, he's making a pro-Trump message and an anti-Democrat message. That's why they can't stand it. And people, he can't win as an independent. Yeah? Messina said, he can't win. And more importantly, he damages our ability to beat Trump. See, that's their deal. Howard Schultz, less than 3 months ago, was the belle of the ball. He was the guy that Democrats love. I'll put it a different way, because there are Democrats listening and they're brain dead morons and don't understand a lot. So let me put it in ways they can understand it, okay? If Howard Schultz declared as a Democrat, he'd be put at the top of the ticket. I'm telling you right now, and don't think Howard Schultz doesn't know this. Howard Schultz knows. If he were to run and put a D behind his name instead of the I, life for him would be glorious. He would be all over media. The very things that he touted, that Starbucks offered health care for their employees, free college, and so on, would be, blown into epic proportion. But because they see Schultz as a potential enemy, they must seek and destroy. This is a man who supported Hillary Clinton, less than 2 years ago. And you know what he said? I want you to pay attention. Pay attention. This is Kevin Jackson speaking truth to you. Less than 2 years ago, this guy was all in for, or a little over 2 years ago, all in for Hillary Clinton. And now he steps away from the Democratic Party. He says, I don't want any part of that. I've seen it. I've watched it in action. And you know what it's doing? It's moving so far to the left, I don't recognize it. I want no part of this. They ask him, why not run as a Democrat? You know, what do you say? I have been a Democrat, and I am no longer a Democrat. I don't know if you can be any more emphatic. Can we play that piece?
Why not just run as a Democrat? We know you are a Democrat. You've given to Hillary Clinton.
I have been a Democrat.
But no longer a Democrat?
No, I'm not a Democrat. I don't affiliate myself with the Democratic Party, who's so far left, who basically wants the government to take over health care, which we cannot afford, the government to give free college to everybody, and the government to give everyone a job, which basically is $40 trillion on the balance sheet of $21.5 trillion. We can't afford it.
I'm telling you, that is emphatic. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. We took a piece of the earlier clip we played, for those of you joining the program, and I played why Howard Schultz is become the evil guy when it comes to, looking at this situation. Schultz is now evil. They don't want any part of this guy. He's evil because he doesn't want to be a Democrat. You can check in anytime you like, but you can never leave. Man, this guy's not going to last long in politics. He, for a couple of reasons. One, he broke the rule of the Democrats, okay? And two, You cannot try to criticize Trump and use his own stuff. He says, I love the part where he says, I'm criticized for being a billionaire. I'm criticized for that. Okay, here's what he talks about. Comprehensive tax reform. Hello, Howard. Somebody's done that. His name is Donald Trump. Sensible solutions to immigration. Hello, Howard. There's already a billionaire that's done it. We got a couple other clips where people are now saying, get this. I love this. People are saying, these CEOs can't be good presidents. They don't understand it. It's so funny to watch these people spin out of control. They have nothing. I'm talking about the leftists. They have nothing. So they criticize God. Now, let me tell you why I criticize Howard Schultz. And you guys have heard me talk about this, but Howard Schultz believes he can socially engineer through corporations and whatever. So all the things he's talking about doing, I gave health care to all my employees. Well, congratulations, Howard, but you didn't give that. Your stakeholders gave that. The people that invested in Starbucks gave that. You charge a lot of money for coffee. And then, look, every company out there can say, I gave all my employees health care. Was it good or bad or indifferent? I don't know. I gave all my employees a job. It's the stakeholders that do this. People get it twisted. Don't misunderstand me. I'm glad the guy worked his way up and became CEO of Starbucks, and they make so much money they can give things out. But don't get it twisted. Anyway, Donald Trump gave all his employees all the benefits they have. That's the beauty of capitalism. Capitalism, in effect, replaced government. Nobody forces a corporation to say you must give insurance. You must give, you can do a 501c3, but they don't have to match. Companies do things to give you incentive. They have replaced government, but people like Howard Schultz don't understand, and so they still see government as the way to do this stuff. Government should put on the cups that, you know, ask me a race question so we can have fun when you're drinking your coffee. How about I just drink my coffee?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Things on Capitol Hill are continuing to be testy as Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is testifying before the House Judiciary Committee.
Are you overseeing a witch hunt?
Congressman, as I've mentioned previously, the special counsel's investigation is an ongoing investigation, and so I think it would be inappropriate for me to...
But you wouldn't oversee a witch hunt, would you? You'd stop a witch hunt, wouldn't you?
Congressman, it would be inappropriate for me to talk about an ongoing investigation.
Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen with the questioning there of Attorney General Whitaker. Meanwhile, also on Capitol Hill, Democrats and Republicans are sitting down and working out a deal that would fund the government past February 15th and also work out a deal that would fund border security. Wyoming Republican Congressman Liz Cheney believes the group is getting close.
I think the committee is getting down to looking at the facts of what we need to secure the border.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're wondering why I'm talking about Howard Schultz, because he's essentially irrelevant, it's because of the bigger picture. I'm trying to make the bigger point that when you're a Democrat, it doesn't matter how good of a Democrat you are. It doesn't matter how much money you've donated to support your party. It doesn't matter how many things you've done that represent what Democrats do, like Howard Schultz wanting to have the race discussion in Starbucks and wanting to hire all these Muslim immigrants that would come over and all these leftist ideas. Doesn't matter. Once you get off that plantation of the Democrats, you are done. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I've spent the majority of this hour talking about Schultz, but it doesn't matter. Schultz is the metaphor. He's the fabric of the discussion of why people remain Democrats, why they're stuck. This is a billionaire who is finding himself under fire when, as he said, he worked his way up from nothing. I'm talking about early in life, took all kinds of jobs. I don't know if you know his story, but this dude has really done some pretty amazing things. And, you know, somewhere along the way, he became liberalized, you know, became a, quote, progressive, and lost his way. And where he makes sense, he makes great sense. When he talks about comprehensive tax reform, check, Donald Trump. Sensible solutions to immigration, check, Donald Trump. Making it from nothing to become a billionaire, check, Donald Trump. But what does he say? I don't want to run as a Democrat. I've been a Democrat. I'm no longer a Democrat. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, 844-551-8255. I want you to look at what Howard Schultz is going to face and why I'm going to tell you that he can't survive the juggernaut. He's not going to make it. He's too sensible to be a leftist, but he certainly doesn't want to let people know he's really a Republican. See, that would be the real kiss of death. He thought he could move to the center and everything would be fine. Well, let me tell you what Donald Trump did. Donald Trump said, I'm not running as an independent. I'll pick my poison. He picked the Republican Party because it was the closest thing that he could relate to. And he said, you know what? I'm not running as an independent. I'm going to run with the actual ideals of the Republicans, and I'm going to change that party. Now, if Schultz had any guts, that's what he would do to the Democrats. But he doesn't. He wants to call himself a centrist. Look, I can bounce back and forth on either side of the line. Meaning, I can't pick a side. By the way, I understand for people that say, Kevin, we need multiple parties so we can have all these ideas. Good luck with that. Good luck with it. That's like trying to – you ever been to a family reunion to get them to decide to do anything? Go ahead and herd your cats. I don't care that it's a two-sided thing. Because one side is right and the other side is blatantly wrong. Now, what politics should be is everybody for one and God for us all. But we just don't understand how to do that. Anyway, what did Donald Trump do? He took on 16 challengers that hurled dirt at him. And when the dust settled, all that was left was Donald Trump. And the people who survived politically with Donald Trump are the ones who have decided to work with him. Then what did Donald Trump do? Or what did the left do? Hillary Clinton picked a fight with Trump. She and her team, the media, the DNC, Rhino Republicans, the entirety of the Obama administration wanted Donald Trump as her opponent. And she got what she wished for. Then they started slinging mud at Trump. Trump was attacked as what? He was a racist. He was a xenophobe. He was a sexist, a misogynist, a philanderer, a misfit, much more. Now, the assaults were deflected by Trump like he was in the Matrix or like rubber bullets bouncing off his concrete southern border wall. And that was the beginning of the end of Hillary Clinton and the Clintons in general. And when the dust settled again, Clinton lay in a wasteland. Her political clout vanished, her political career over. The Clintons' money pot, their racketeering organization, the Clinton Foundation, lies in shambles. As for the Rhinos, post-election people like Bill Kristol, George Will, Noah Goldberg, whatever, there's a bunch of others. They prostitute so much in D.C. these days, it looks like nickel night at the brothel. And what about Hollywood? Hollywood took a hit. People like Kathy Griffin, George Lopez, entertainment, Madonna, Ashley Judd, another Holly weirdo. Many others. What are they doing? Looking for work. Their lives upended by what? Don't say Trump. No. Upended by their hatred of Trump. And what are the media? The people that tried to help Hillary Clinton get elected. The people that were part of the attempted coup of Donald Trump. Trump declared CNN fake news. They've taken a massive hit. But they're not alone. Many of the large, print media, the digital media outlets are laying off hundreds. We talked about this not too long ago. Anti-Trump workers looking for jobs. Clearly, folks, it is a bad idea to go against Trump. But let me tell you why. You're not going against Donald Trump. You're going against logic. That's the deal. Trump is he's a metaphor for all the things that we're trying to get done that D.C. has promised to get done, and you're going against them. And here's Howard Schultz going, disregard the logic of your stock portfolio rising, meteorically. Disregard the logic of you having more job opportunities than you've had in decades. Disregard the logic of a safer world, a safer U.S., more free of terrorists. Disregard the logic of closing our southern border so we can actually get a handle on immigration and keep Americans safer, keep our systems from being overburdened, and still be a philanthropic nation, which, by the way, we still remain the biggest philanthropic nation on the planet. Former CEO of Howard Schultz is said to detest Donald Trump. For what? His overwhelming success? Listen to what Schultz said. We need comprehensive border. We need a tax reform. Everything that this man is talking about, Donald Trump has done. It reminds me of Bernie Sanders talking about, we've got to reform government. Government is crook. It is crook. It's a bunch of crooks. And Trump's like, yeah, you're right. I'm going to drain the swamp. Schultz is symptomatic of many former Democrats, folks, who detest their own party more than they could ever detest Donald Trump. He's coming over. Some of these people voted for Trump, and others like Schultz, they pretend to look elsewhere. These are the ones that are still butthurt over losing the election. They can't admit they were wrong about their party, that they were wrong about Trump, that they were wrong about their vision of America, but they leave. They leave everything behind. You couldn't be more definitive. I'm not a Democrat anymore. No, I disavow the Democratic Party. I'll read what Schultz said. I don't want to play the clip again, but he says, I respect the Democratic Party. I no longer feel affiliated because I don't know their views represent the majority of Americans. I don't think we want a 70% tax increase in America. He says, the way I've come to this decision is I believe that if I ran as a Democrat, I would have to say things that I know in my heart I do not believe, and I would have to be disingenuous. Folks, I'm giving you the playbook for what these centrist Democrats believe. Schultz doesn't respect the Democratic Party because if he did, he would run as a Democrat and he would change the party. That's what Trump did. That's what leadership is. But Schultz says, no, this party is so far gone from what I believe it to be, I'm abandoning it. He's abandoning his family. He's abandoning people that he loved, cared for, supported. I don't know. How much money did this guy donate to people? Look that up for me. To the Democrats. He didn't donate a nickel to the Republicans. Go into a Starbucks and look at all the earthy, feely things that they do. This dude is a closet. I mean, he's not a closet. He's a cross-burning progressive. Schultz doesn't want to put in the work to go against this new Democratic Party, which has been radicalized by people like Alexandria Cortez. And Schultz talked about Cortez because she came out and talked about billionaires being needing to work their way up or whatever. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll come back in with that clip because it's worth hearing. But I want you to understand, this is a guy who, for all intents and purposes, is a conservative who's been radicalized to the left because he's been told that his social ideas are liberal. But what did Schultz do? Schultz grew up across the tracks. I mean, like I said, go look at his history. Worked his way up in each job that he had. I'm talking about just get it done. Perseverance and working hard. And working his way up through Starbucks, buys the company or a big part of it, I don't know, certainly becomes the CEO of it. And Ocasio-Cortez says he needs to get out and earn his way up and do it. What in the world has this girl done? Nothing. What have most of these politicians done? Absolutely nothing. They get groomed for politics. It is in their DNA, usually from family members like Pelosi with Gavin Newsom and all that. And then they want you to believe that these people are special. The worst kind of politician is one who's never run a business and wouldn't know how.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Howard Schultz is suggesting that he would be the guy to do that. Katie?
Rick?
This is exactly what Von interviewed, the people that reminded me of the same people who supported Ross Perot, right? When Ross Perot came out, he was a businessman, he sold everything, and then they all got on board with Ross Perot, and they found out a lot about Ross Perot, and they didn't like him. But here's the other point. We already have a billionaire, and we don't need another one. But the thing is that CEO mentalities actually don't work very well for the presidency. And I'm not comparing Donald Trump to Howard Schultz. But the problem is, a president to get things done in this constitutional republic needs to be a consensus builder. And CEOs just are not wired that way. Yeah. They just make poor presidents. We haven't had one. And, well, we have one, and he's not very good.
I love this clip. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I love that clip. CEOs don't make good presidents. People that run multinational organizations, the closest thing you have to government, the tentacles of government, don't make good presidents, but failed community organizing dope smokers, they do. They make good presidents. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. Jeez. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. KJRadio.com. Rick Tyler on MSNBC, I want you to understand how delusional the left is. They want you to believe some of the most accomplished people in the nation would not make good presidents. Why? Well, they're not consensus builders. They're too used to the buck stopping here. Do these people understand how business works? You've got a board of directors. You've got a management team. All CEOs do all day long is build consensus. But you know what they have to do at the very end of it all that government doesn't? They have to decide. Because there's a quarterly report looming, or there's an annual report looming, and you know who they're responsible to? You. You are going to decide, do I want to buy this stock or not? And what's going to make you buy it is your level of confidence in the company, the product, and the management team. That's what it's going to boil down to. So CEOs do exact... I have to wonder, what planet is Rick Tyler from that he says, CEOs are not consensus builders, et cetera, et cetera. That's ridiculous. That's a guy that has probably works for a consulting company, has never run a company in his life. And he's telling you, well, here's what they don't do. Let me tell you, as a person who came from management consulting, everything that guy told you is flatly wrong. Now, are there CEOs who are dogmatic and overbearing and their way the highway? Absolutely. Sure are. They don't make good CEOs. Their companies may survive, but they survive at a level that you go, okay, you're going to be a little garage shop. But if you're going to build a multinational company, you're going to have some people that will tell you no, that will tell you we can't do that way, Chuck. Anyway, Alexandria Cortez made a comment about and it was along the lines that if you can make billionaires in a country, it's because of policy failures. And it is immoral for allowing these people to actually come to be. It is immoral for America to create an American dream that will allow for people to become billionaires. And so Schultz's comment was, it's so un-American to think that way. I'm self-made. I came from the projects. I'm living proof of the American dream. No kidding. Here's what Bloomberg has to say about Schultz.
Climate change is hurting a lot of industries, and not just the ski industry, but a lot of other industries that help the local economy. And businesses of every kind are facing the potential for disruptions and higher costs, and they just can't afford to what is happening. If a company built a plant near the water, the CEO can't pretend that sea levels aren't rising or that storms aren't becoming stronger. Anybody that went before their board and said, oh, it's just a commie plot, would get fired on the spot in this day and age. Businesses, you have to plan for the future. You have to protect yourself from things that are coming down the pike. And that should be no different in government as well. Unfortunately, we do have a president that doesn't see it that way. He failed at business, and now I think it's fair to say he is failing at government. His own administration produced a damaging report showing that we face what they called substantial damage to the U.S. economy, environment, and human health from climate change. And you know what the president said in response? I don't believe it, he said. How can you possibly not believe it? I hate to break this to you, Mr. President, but if you don't believe in science, don't go to the doctor, don't get on an airplane, don't talk on the phone, and don't even think about tweeting. Wouldn't that be nice? Yes, it would.
God, I hate that nobody pushes back on these billionaires. Like Bloomberg. Now, keep in mind, Bloomberg earlier had commented that Howard Schultz shouldn't be running as an independent. I thought it was part of that clip, but shouldn't be running as an independent because it's going to hurt, you know, the chances to defeat Trump, et cetera, et cetera. Bloomberg says, I love how he's definitive. If you sit go before a board of a company and you say climate change, dude, there's no way you'll get elected. You'll get appointed as the CEO. What? Really? Since when? What, man? I'm going to tell you something. I've been in front of a lot of board of directors. I've been in front of a lot of CEOs. And in all my years in management consulting, I was never asked the question, so Kevin, what do you think climate change is going to do to our ability to produce this product? Not one time. I've been in front of hundreds, if not thousands. I mean, I've been to thousands of companies. I'm saying I have met with hundreds, and it possibly goes into the thousands. I'm not going to try to remember. I can't remember anybody saying anything close to that. But that's the level of delusion. I have Ocasio-Cortez's exact quote. Why don't people ever tell billionaires who want to run for president that they need to work their way up, or that maybe they should start with a city council first? I mean, the idea that Ocasio-Cortez actually tweeted that, and I sent a note back to her saying, lots of laugh coming from a congresswoman who isn't qualified to be a dog catcher. I'm not surprised at your comment. What did people who form multinational companies know, right? God, I want you to understand, people. Ocasio-Cortez believes she knows more than Howard Schultz, and she was a bartender. She doesn't have the decency to research the guy before sticking her foot in her mouth. And as I told you guys, I'm no fan of Howard Schultz, but here's what I do know. And this is I'm reading this. He was born July 1953 in Brooklyn, New York, grew up poor. Other side of the tracks, when he was 7 years old, his father broke his ankle while he was working as a truck driver picking up and delivering diapers. At the time, his father had no health insurance or workers' comp. Family was destitute. So you can understand why health care is a big deal for him. He worked various low-level, low-paying, menial jobs. First break came when he landed a sales job at Xerox. Now, my brother was an executive at Xerox, so I know firsthand the training that he got there. So by the time Schultz left Xerox, he was honed for business. He joined a housewares company called Hammerplast. Over the years, he worked his way up to vice president. However, while working at Hammerplast, Schultz discovered Starbucks, and he was enthralled with the company, so he joined as their director of retail operations and marketing. And the same drive and determination that made him a success at Xerox and Hammerplast drove him to success at Starbucks. Now, there are people that I've talked to that said, Kevin, let's keep the focus off of Schultz. You know, we shouldn't be doing it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Let's tout him. He's a CEO like Trump. He wants to be successful. He's espousing Trump's ideals. Trust me, it'll eventually move over to that. He is an anti-Democrat at this point. We should be touting him. To go on, a few years later, Schultz bought Starbucks. From nothing, Schultz became a self-made billionaire. No sleeping his way to the top like Kamala Harris, and certainly no nepotism or know-who. You know, not know-how, know-who. Nothing but hard work and perseverance. Another person tweeted this of Ocasio-Cortez. Chick who went from bartender to Congress and voice of the new Democrat Party in months thinks people need to work their way up. You know, another person tweeted this because they've accomplished way more in life than a bartender in the Bronx. In other words, these are people firing back at the future of the Democratic Party who said this. Folks, we have a confluence here. We have people in the Democratic Party waking up and saying that, oh, you really, Ocasio-Cortez, you're stupid. Everybody's realizing how far left this party has become, including guys like Howard Schultz. Her generation hasn't worked for anything. Most of it's been handed to them. They don't care about history because it requires work to go back and understand how we got to where we are. And it's this lack of respect for learning and toiling by millennials and other youngsters that should concern us. Not worrying about Howard Schultz. Howard Schultz is a metaphor. Use it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.